Now again I send you scriptures. You are writing them right now. Now again I send you messengers, seeking to bring you the word of God. Will you listen to these words? Will you hear these messengers? Will you become one of them? That is the great question. That is the grand invitation. That is the glorious decision. The world awaits your announcement, and you make that announcement with your life lived. The human race has no chance to lift itself from its own lowest thoughts until you lift yourself to your own highest ideas. Those ideas expressed through you, as you create the template, set the stage, serve as a model for the next level of human experience. You are the life and the way. The world will follow you. You are not at choice in this matter. It is the only matter in which you have no free choice. It is simply the way it is. Your world will follow your idea about yourself. Ever it has been, ever it will be. First comes your thought about yourself, then follows the outer world of physical manifestation. What you think, you create. What you create, you become. What you become, you express. What you express, you experience. What you experience, you are. What you are, you think. The circle is complete. The holy work in which you are engaged has really just begun, for now at last, you understand what you are doing. It is you who have caused yourself to know this. You who have caused yourself to care. And you do care now, more than ever before, about who you really are. For now at last, you see the whole picture. Who you are, I am. You are defining God. I have sent you a blessed part of me into physical form that I might know myself experientially as all that I know myself to be conceptually. Life exists as a tool for God to turn concept into experience. It exists for you to do the same, for you are God doing this. I choose to recreate myself anew in every single moment. I choose to experience the grandest version of the greatest vision ever I had about who I am. I have created you so that you might recreate me. This is our holy work. This is our greatest joy. This is our very reason for being.